Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side-effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
All right, it is a rainy Friday afternoon. It's kind of dark, but hell, the weekend is here. It's Friday, Free for All Friday on the show. Remember, I told you Monday. Weekend's going to be here before you know it. I don't know about you, but this week just flew by for me. I've got a very, very busy weekend ahead. You know, I really like it when I have nothing planned. I have really nothing to do, and I can just, like, hang out on the weekend. But got a lot to do this weekend. But anyway, I'm blessed, so that's all cool. All right, glad you're with us on this Friday afternoon. So the OnlyFans site, where a lot of people undress, a lot of people have intimate relations. Ian, do people actually have sex on some of the OnlyFans accounts?
Oh, you sweet summer child! Yes,
they do. They do.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, that's what I heard.
Well, yeah, I thought that. I haven't been on there. But I know that there's a lot of nudity, but they actually show people having sex.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's, the content creators, you know, sometimes it's just them, or it's them and their husband or their wife or their other partners. That can be, I mean, what's the polite way to put this? Anything that you could find on any of those other, you know, XXX sites.
Okay.
They're doing the same thing on OnlyFans, except that those people are, you know, it's vertically integrated. They're in control of the content. They post it. They get all the money. You know,
and money.
They are responsible for spreading the word.
And money they get.
Money they get.
And they're spreading more than just the word.
Dab, 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 dab.
They're getting a lot of money. I mean, people are making just tons of money. I mean,
renting money.
It's crazy. I mean, it makes you want to go. It makes you want to do that. I mean, it's like, okay, so I do it for a couple of months. So what? So my reputation's ruined? I got all this money. What reputation? Who cares?
I'll tell you this. I heard through the grapevine, it's not as easy as it seems. It's actually a lot of work because you want it to look nice.
Of course.
So you got to get, like, you know, a ring light, and you got to be able to edit the video. And
I've already got lights. I've got lights to do. I've got lights to do, you know, my YouTube channel. So, I've got lights to do the videos that I do at home. So I've got lights. I'd have to get some. I'd have to get a little more powder, I guess, because you got to, you know, you don't want everything to be all shiny. You know, it'll be powdered down and everything. You know, you want it to look nice.
It could be shiny. It could be oil.
I guess. Well, of course, there's the oil. Yeah,
that's a category.
Yeah.
Anyway, my point is, it's not as easy as it seems. I have it on pretty good word that, you know, it seems tempting. I can just do this. No, It's still a job. Well, you got to come up with a shot list, and you got to make sure that you're putting out. I mean, you have to put out a lot of content. You can't just put out like one video a month and think that you're going to pay your bills with that. You know, you really got to feed the beast.
No, I understand. But you know, you could do something every day.
Yes, you could.
Maybe take weekends off.
Yeah,
I mean, that would be a lot. I mean, when we talk about a lot of money, I mean, you know, we're talking about, in some cases, probably over $100,000 a month.
What am I doing here?
Right?
Huh?
I mean, like over $100,000 a month.
Yeah.
In some cases.
Absolutely.
I mean, like a lot of money. So, I mean, why wouldn't you just go do that and then do it and then, you know, you take the money and run? Well, here's what's happening in the UK.
Tell us.
Strip clubs are closing.
What?
Because of OnlyFans,
wow.
Strip clubs are apparently closing.
Oh.
And people are apparently, and maybe there's some other reason for it, and somebody's making this connection, but the number of strip venues has fallen to the lowest level in over 10 years. And some people are attributing this to people being able to see what they want by going to OnlyFans rather than going to the venue and tipping people.
I don't buy it. I don't buy it, and I'll tell you why. If this is true, and there is a correlation here, it's not OnlyFans' fault. It's the fault of the entire internet. You know what I mean? Like
I would agree with that.
We've had this sort of content available to us for a couple decades now, and maybe now it's just getting to the point where, you know, the younger generations don't go out as much. They're not as engaged in their community and with their friends and stuff. They live their entire lives online. So maybe that's why. But I don't think it's the rise of OnlyFans over the last 24 months that's got all these places closing
down. But OnlyFans has also given a real central location, and it's put a very commercial name on going there as opposed to digging around and finding the porn sites.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, honestly, I'm not into porn. It's not that I don't care if anybody is into it, because that's your business.
Mm-hmm.
I think it should be available, but I'm not, you know, personally, you know, into it. You know, I like being entertained. I'll put it that way. So I could be entertained sometimes, but I'm not totally into porn. So I wouldn't know where to go find, you know, deep porn sites. I know I can find them. I know they're there. If you Google it, I made the mistake once. I told you this. I got something wrong I was, I was looking up something about the Goo Goo Dolls. The band. And I don't know what I did wrong, but man, that wasn't the band. No, that wasn't the band.
That wasn't.
So be careful and make sure you type in Goo Goo Dolls and don't make a mistake with that, or you're going to get something completely different.
Pro tip.
But I do think that OnlyFans is maybe having an impact on this, but I don't disagree with you that there are other factors at play. But I do think that OnlyFans has given this very shiny sign to as a sign of exactly where to go to get this sort of thing. And you're obviously going to see a lot more on OnlyFans than you're going to see in a gentleman's club.
Yep.
But you know, I'd like to think that you know, people would want to still experience the action of going to a gentleman's club if you do that sort of thing. I mean, a lot of guys go there, and a lot of guys are just sleazy, and they're stupid, and they think the girls are going to go home with them, and they pay for all these lap dances. I have a whole different view of going to gentlemen's clubs when I go, and it's not something that I do often right now. There was a time in the past when I did, but I didn't get lap dances. And actually, I made friends with a couple of people who would come over and spend up to an hour talking to me when they could have gone on and made more money at a lap dance. And they knew what I did, but they didn't know who I was.
Uh-huh.
And that was cool, because I didn't feel like they were talking to me because I'm Scoot. You know, they just enjoyed sitting with me and talking. And that was cool, but they didn't really get any money out of me.
Hey, who's this guy with the skinny jeans? Let's go talk to that guy.
Well, I don't know what the attraction was, but I did. You know, I tell you what. You know what was interesting? I had somebody come up and said, "Well, do you mind if I sit here?" And I said, "Yeah, but I mean, I'm not going to buy a lap dance." And she said, "No, I just want to hang out and talk to you." So, you know, that was cool. I mean, I was very honest. Yeah. And then, over time, the girls knew when I went on a regular basis, when I lived downtown, when I went on a regular basis, they knew this is not the guy you're going to make money from. Because, so people go in there and they spend thousands and thousands of dollars. I mean, it's amazing. And a friend of mine who owned, who was manager of, like, just the top gentleman's club in downtown Denver, which wasn't far from where I lived downtown when I was there. It was also a steakhouse, and I met Bon Jovi there, not in the strip area, but in the restaurant part. And the manager told me that he had a box of wedding rings in the back.
No.
Because guys would do a lap dance, and they would slip off their wedding rings, and they'd fall into the creases of the
couch.
Why
would you take off your wedding ring?
Because these guys think, well, if I'm not married, maybe she'll go home with me, or maybe I could do something.
You
with
idiot.
It. Exactly.
She's not looking at your ring.
Exactly. She's looking
at your wallet.
Yes, you bet. I mean, that's just the interesting thing is that some guys are so dumb that they actually buy into these girls actually liking them. Their job is to extract as much money from you as they can.
Yeah, they know how to do that.
And that's it. And some of these girls are some of these girls are thinking about what they need to get on the way home for their kid to have breakfast the next morning.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, do I need to get milk? What do I need to get at the store? Huh?
Get some nappies.
Yeah, I'm really sexy. Yeah. All right. All right. Let's do a couple of texts.
Okay. So today we've been talking about. Let's start here with what you mentioned last hour about how CNN and MSNBC aren't really doing a very good job, to put it politely, of covering the attack on the ICE facility in McAllen, Texas.
They are protecting the left-wing radicals by not covering it as aggressively as they would if it were right-wing radicals.
And you and I both pointed out that they should do that. That is a black mark on both of those brands that they are. It seems like they're purposefully ignoring that story, and that's the wrong thing to do.
But
it is also true.
As critical as you might want to be of CNN and MSNBC for not doing that, Fox News does the same thing when it comes to protecting the president and right-wing ideology.
Now, here's a text message that came in response to that comment that you and I both made. Text says, you just did a whataboutism with CNN and Fox News minutes before you criticized another texter for doing it. Your thoughts?
Well, if we finished the conversation, we didn't just do whataboutism. There was content in my attack on CNN and MSNBC.
Exactly right.
I attacked CNN and MSNBC. I finished that. And then I added, I didn't just in the very beginning say, well, what about Fox News? No, I finished the commentary about CNN and MSNBC and then just reminded people that Fox News does the same thing.
As a nation, as a community of people who are interested in politics and media, we're still kind of getting a handle on just whataboutism is and both sides-ism and how it sort of plays a role in political journalism, especially. But what we did here is different because, just to put it a different way than you did, if we had said, yeah, CNN and MSNBC are ignoring that story, but it's okay because Fox News does the same thing. That is a whataboutism.
Right.
In the same way that you'd say, like, it's okay that Pete Hegseth is not keeping track of his emails on a protected server because Hillary Clinton did the same thing. That's a whataboutism.
Right.
If you were to instead say, that's wrong for Pete Hegseth to do that, for him to mishandle classified information that way, that's wrong. He shouldn't do that. But it is also true that Hillary Clinton did that, and we should just keep that in context while we're fighting about this. That's not a whataboutism. That's just additional context.
So I'm glad we were able to explain that to everyone.
We're also talking today about Superman. The new Superman movie is coming out. James and Harvey says Superman was first introduced in 1938, but he did not publicly save a black person until 1983. He didn't find any truth and justice in people in need that had some of the most mistreatment until 1983.
Well, it wasn't just Superman. I mean, if you look at television, there was not recognition of the African-American population until a certain point. So it wasn't just Superman. That's just the way it was. It shouldn't have been that way. But, that's the way it was. I ran into to Cullen Steele, a board-out producer, and he was in the restroom while I was, making a run back there during the news. And he said, man, I can't believe you don't like Superman. Well, it's not like I don't like Superman. It's just that I'm used to the Superman TV series, which was just really kind of hokey. And the effects were really bad. And when I saw Christopher Reeves in Superman, you know, everything was a little too slick and polished. And I don't know. I didn't care for it. So I wasn't excited about going to see this new Superman. But because some people are bringing in immigration and he's an illegal immigrant, illegal alien from another planet, that, you know, I want to go see it and see if there are any social conscious messages about this.
You know, a bit of bonus knowledge about Colin Steele.
Yeah.
This is Colin's last day.
Oh, really?
Colin is leaving us. Today is his last day of employment here at WWL.
Oh, well, shouldn't have even bothered talking to him.
Well, that's no, of course. He's great. We love Colin. He's done an amazing job the last couple of years. But I'll tell you this, he'll be back.
He will be?
I'm sure he will. I mean, he's found another job somewhere else, and that's okay. We wish him well.
No, we don't wish him well.
Yes, we do. Scoot on the air.
No, we don't.
Listen to the point I'm about to make.
Okay.
He'll be back, because they always come back, don't they? You came back.
Yeah.
I came back.
You came back.
Colin Steele going to come back. I guarantee it.
Maybe so.
You know, because he's got talent. He's a great board operator. He's a smart guy. Knows a hell of a lot about the Saints and the Pelicans. And I think he's going to be a great sports reporter, content guy someday. I don't know.
You hope he's he's back.
Hope he's working for us.
Yeah, I mean, if you're leaving us, to hell with you. No, I'm kidding. Cole, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
He's crying into his guy at Mountain Dew back there right now.
No, he's not. He's moving on to the other job.
Here's the text that says, so about the what about us is given. Well, we won't belabor this much more, but it's one more point we should make. Texter says, wait, Fox News does that all the time? Really, Scoot? Does Fox News really ignore stories that their audience doesn't want to hear because it's about violence?
Whoever wrote this, think about how many times you listen to this show and you hear something you haven't heard. Why is that? Because Fox News didn't tell you. Because a lot of people are locked into Fox News and the conservative media echo chamber, and they don't hear things. What's interesting is a lot of people accuse me of lying because I'm talking about something involving Trump or politics. They didn't hear it on the conservative media, so they think I'm making it up. I have never made up anything. I only tell the truth when it comes to Trump and politics. So if you're not interested in the truth, well, then just admit it. But think about how many times we talk about things that are not covered in the conservative media. And a lot of these bonehead conservative guys on the air, I mean, they get their cues from Fox News and they get their news from, you know, just social media, conservative social media. They're not thinking up new ideas for themselves. They're not thinking about new ways to analyze politics. No, they're just parroting the stuff that's out there. Listen to them and pay attention to that.
Again, not excusing it when one of the other cable news outlets does this, but nobody does it better than Fox News. For 40 years, they're from the jump, it has been part of their mission. The reason to get out of bed in the morning is to reframe or minimize incidents of right-wing violence and shift focus away from the perpetrator's ideology, their ideological motivations, or the broader implications
of their
attack.
This is not really up for dispute.
I mean, a great example is January 6th.
Yeah, there are 787 million reasons why Fox News lies. I mean, they deliver lies to the audience because they're entertaining the audience more than they're actually telling the truth. Now, much of what they say is true, but they don't balance it with other stuff, which is why Fox News itself decided that they're no longer going to say we're fair and balanced, because they had to admit they're not fair and balanced.
It's not a media organization. It's a Republican super PAC. I'm going to leave you with this text. This texter is asking, can we talk about the upcoming election and who qualified?
Yeah, we can. I mean, we'll learn more about these people. I mean, I'm not up on everybody who's running. I mean, this just happened yesterday and the day before, I guess. But now there are 10 people running for the mayor. Trust me, we're going to talk about this a lot. We're going to talk about this a lot between now and October the 11th. You're going to be sick of hearing about this.
The woman who ran the recall. She just jumped into the race. Yeah. Come on.
No, don't tell me. Was it Arlene? Was it?
Yeah, Arlene.
Oh, God. I hate that I don't know her name. Cassidy, Arlene.
Let's just go ahead and do this.
Oh, man. I hate that I just, I can picture her face. Yeah, she's in the race now, too. And also, I want to, when Ian confirms this.
Eileen Carter.
Eileen Carter.
You were pretty close.
Yeah. All right. Eileen Carter.
Good luck, Eileen.
All right. So, yeah, good luck to everybody in the race. But look, this guy, Tyler, is it Tyler Morris?
The 911 guy?
Yes.
Brother, what are you doing,
What are
man?
You doing in the race?
What a waste of time.
Oh,
what
my
a
God.
Waste of energy.
I mean, this is the last person who should be running for. If this guy gets one, okay, let his family vote for him. If he gets more than 10 votes, this is a travesty. I mean, this guy, this shows you the arrogance of people in New Orleans. For this guy to think that he's done what he's done and he can become mayor of the city of New Orleans. But you know what? That would be very, very fitting. Because this city, in many ways, the way it votes, deserves a guy like that.
The entitlement. The entitlement. It burns. It boggles the mind.
Oh, this guy is Mr. Entitlement. All right. If you want to join us on Free for All Friday, the Oakland Heart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. Tonight, I'm looking forward to this. Yeah, I'm gonna go see the Psychedelic Furs at House of Blues. I love their sound. And this was part of the new wave music of the late 80s and the late 70s into the very early 80s. So we're going to let this play for a minute. Also, this is, part of the less, I guess in some ways, the more avant-garde type of new wave music. And, you know, many of you will remember that in the late 70s, it was new wave music and Psychedelic Furs were part of that. But I love the sound. So we'll listen to this going to break. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan, or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With All Trails, you can discover and experience the best of nature, with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with All Trails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave.
Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
WWL. On the Scoot on the Air calendar on this day in 2019, toy maker Mattel announced a new collectible David Bowie doll, inspired by the character Ziggy Stardust. It was called the David Bowie version of Barbie. The doll was dressed in David Bowie's glam rock alter ego Ziggy Stardust, complete with a pair of red platform boots, and topped off with a fiery red mullet. That happened on this day in 2019. Wonder how many people actually bought that. All right, got a couple of calls to get to, but let me mention first that, you know, this whole thing with the tariffs, you know, this has been a failure for President Trump. He bragged about how it was going to work, and it was Liberation Day. And he bragged about how these countries are going to respond to his ego, and the countries are going to come to the United States to make deals. Well, that didn't happen. I mean, maybe a few did, but Donald Trump had to reach out to the countries because they weren't running to him. They didn't come to him. And this is another case where Donald Trump's ego is running America, not a rational person. So this whole tariff thing is really confusing. And then he keeps, you know, changing his mind about things. He's doing this and then he's backing up and then he's changing the deadline. I mean, it really has been a Charlie Foxtrot. And, you know, as you know, there were people on Wall Street that created the acronym TACO, the TACO tariff trade plan. TACO standing for Trump always chickens out. And again, he's been going back and forth on this. And I'm not saying that maybe there haven't been some good deals, but I mean, here's more confusion. So it's like Donald Trump wants to, you know, like people wonder, you know, why we talk about Trump so much. Well, first of all, he's president of the United States. Joe Biden was essentially asleep while he was president. He didn't do anything. It wasn't much to talk about except the border. And we talked about that on the show. But Donald Trump is always in the news. And some of this stuff just seems to be so irrational. Now he's talking about a new trade tariff threat with Canada, promising an additional 35% import tax on all goods from the largest U.S. trade customer and the second largest trading partner, Canada. I mean, is he pissed that the people of Canada didn't like decide, oh, thank you, Donald. Yes, we want to be the 51st state. They were insulted by that. And where is that conversation? So I guess what we're learning is Donald Trump just mouths off and we shouldn't really believe anything he says. I mean, what kind of president is that when you can't believe what he says? So anyway, it's very confusing. And now it's confusing even more because of just suddenly there's a new tariff on Canada. And it's like he does this just for attention. He does this to distract from the other stuff. The other stuff that he doesn't want you to pay attention to. But, you know, sometimes we pay attention to that stuff and talk about it on the show anyway. So I don't know. It's confusing. But I don't think we do ourselves a favor if we just, you know, start randomly deciding to attack our neighbor to the north. But we'll see how all this plays out. Ringo Starr turned 85 this week. Ringo Starr is talking, and he doesn't do this often, but he's talking about 37 years of sobriety. Now, we know the Beatles did drugs. We know they experimented with LSD and they, you know, did a lot of drugs. They lived. I mean, they didn't die because of drug use like so many other rockers. But I think it's so cool that Ringo has been sober for 37 years. Some people can drink and some people can't drink. As some people have been able to do drugs in moderation and some people can't. But let's just focus mainly on drinking here. 37 years of sobriety is awesome. And I've told you, I mean, I don't really drink now, but man, I went through my days of drinking and I have gone through some bad times with drinking. I was drinking regularly in the mid-80s. I was drinking before I moved back to New Orleans. There were things going on in my life that caused me to want to escape being me, and I drank a lot. And I just don't drink. Fortunately, I'm not an alcoholic, but I just don't drink right now. And I mean, I might have a glass of wine or two now and then, but man, right now I would get totally buzzed off of just a glass of wine. So I'm really not drinking right now. But there are people who really do struggle with this. And I want you to remember that there are people like Ringo. There are people like Nikki Sixx of Motley Crue. There are people who are clean and sober, and they are loving it. They are loving who they are. They're so happy that they're not a victim. They're not a slave of alcohol or drugs. And I know many of you have dealt with that, and you should be proud of yourself for dealing with that. And I love hearing people tell us how long they've been sober, because that's something to really be proud of. Because for a lot of people, you know, alcohol is a true poison. And it's like one drink is too many and 33 isn't enough for the alcoholic. You know, I learned that from my brother. He told me that, and I didn't really understand it until he told me that. You know, for me and for a lot of us, you know, we can have two drinks and then not have any more. Some people can't do that. And it's the body chemistry. They have to have that next drink, and once they start, they can't stop. And I just think that when you have a chance to look at people like Ringo Starr, Nikki Sixx, or some of the prominent rockers that are talking about how much better life is now, then if you do have a problem with this and you decide to make a decision to change, then understand that, you know, don't be afraid. And I know a lot of people that, you know, it's like, okay, the alcohol is their friend. Oh, it's a bad friend. It's not a good friend, but it's their friend. It's always been there. The bottle's always been there. Even the idea of sneaking it, that becomes part of your life. And to give that up, part of your life is missing. And so you feel a little insecure. And I can understand how people feel. And so there was a part in the Elton John movie, Rocket Man, where it talks about how Elton John was afraid that people wouldn't like him if he wasn't drinking. And you shouldn't think that. And look, I'm not somebody to give you a lecture on this. You know, the people who have meetings and that sort of thing, they're more trained to tell you about that. But I'm just a regular person telling you that, you know, if you need to go to a meeting, go to a meeting. But man, don't be afraid. Don't be afraid of what life is like on the other side. And if there are any of you, you know, listening to our show and listen on a regular basis, if you have a problem, if you're, you know, sneaking it and not being honest about how much you're drinking, man, life can be great. And you've got people like Ringo and Nikki Sixx, and they're just talking about how incredible life is now. And you don't have to have drugs or alcohol to make life great. You know, and you can still go out and you can still have fun. And anyway, going into the weekend is a good time to think about this. And there's nothing wrong with drinking and having fun if you can drink and have fun. But a lot of people can't drink and have fun. They're not really having fun. They're just trying to maintain. And just know that there is a life after drinking, and that people will like you even more after drinking. And Ringo Starr, being sober for 37 years now, use him as an example. If Ringo can do it, so can I. All right, I got to get to a break here. If you want to join us with a comment, first of all, if you're on hold, I'm sorry. We'll get to your calls as soon as we come back. The Oaken Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. All right, on the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1979, remember Skylab? Skylab was in space for 6 years. Remember Skylab? It fell to the earth. It crashed to the earth. And Electric Light Orchestra took out ads in trade magazines dedicating their new single, Don't Bring Me Down, to Skylab. And so they tried to tie in with this thing that was going on, and this was the song, Don't Bring Me Down. I'm Scoot. It's Free for All Friday, and we'll be back.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? the hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Out here, it's not only the amazing views, but the way time stretches out a little longer, how laughter bellows louder among friends, and how the breeze hits just right at the summit. With AllTrails, you can discover and experience the best of nature with over 450,000 trails worldwide and navigation right at your fingertips. Find your outside with AllTrails. Download the free app today and find your next outdoor adventure.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie. But since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow, Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Back on WWL. Yep, I remember Monday. Remember this past Monday? It wasn't that long ago, man. These weeks are just flying by. I don't know about for you, but man, the weeks just fly by for me. It's Monday, and before you know it, it's Friday, and we are heading into another weekend. A lot of stuff going on this weekend. I'm Scoot on the air. Before I get to some calls, Wired Magazine has a story out now. They have analyzed the video of Jeffrey Epstein's jail cell, the video of him committing suicide. And Wired Magazine has determined through a deep analysis that it's not authentic, that it has been messed with, it has been altered, and so the video that shows Jeffrey Epstein committing suicide is not real.
Surprise, surprise, surprise.
Now, they said experts can't be totally sure what edits may have happened here, but they took a look at the metadata, which is, you know, the sort of extra bits of information that get attached to video files and photographs. It says, rather than being a direct export from the prison's surveillance system, the footage was modified, likely using Adobe Premiere Pro, which is a video editing application. The file appears to have been assembled from at least two source clips, saved multiple times, exported, and then uploaded to the Department of Justice's website, where it was presented as raw footage.
The men who pay to have sex with underage girls, the men who create a market for having sex with teenage girls, are desperate to keep their names out of the media. They are desperate, because they would be totally exposed and many of their lives would be ruined. And I want their names released because their lives should be ruined. All right, let's go to Irvin in Hammond. Irvin, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. With the Beatles performance this weekend, let's have a fab weekend, okay?
I will do that. I'm going to make this a fab weekend. Yeah, Beatles Fest is Saturday night. If it's not sold out, it will be sold out by Showtime Saturday.
Yeah, I wanted to revisit the city manager, who is a professional appointed, vetted by the council. As you and I speak, all of these candidates are busy collecting endorsements. They're collecting money. They're fundraising, trying to develop the largest war chest. And because of that, they're going to have some favors to repay. That's the politics of being a mayor. I want you to sit back along with your listeners and imagine a city manager named Sidney Torres, appointed by the New Orleans Council, bringing his effective, no-nonsense, business-like approach. He's a non-political animal. He won't have to worry about contributions. He will not have to worry about, you know, stepping on people's toes because he wants to get reelected. Wouldn't that be a beautiful city?
It would be beautiful. And you can't blame him for not caring because it is a dirty business. I wish he wanted to do it. I wish he did. Irvin, I appreciate the call. So we've got 10 mayoral candidates, and that's a lot. That's a lot. Right now, Helena Moreno has a significant lead in the race, but again, it's just a lead right now. Let's go to David in Atlanta. David, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Scoot. You know, quickly, I have a lady friend in Atlanta. She danced at Scores in New York and the Gold Club in Atlanta, and one night she said she made $10,000.
Wow,
but
I
want to compare and contrast Whitewater with the Epstein files.
Okay.
And I'll say something in a minute that very, very few people know about. When Janet Reno was the Attorney General of the United States, and the Democrats controlled, you know, the White House, of course, the Republicans banged the tables to demand a special prosecutor for Whitewater. Prior to that, there were three independent criminal investigations that found nothing on wrongdoing on the part of the Clintons. But the Republicans insisted for a special act, then it was a special prosecutor. No, it was an independent prosecutor. I'm wrong. And the Republicans spent $80 billion, and the only thing they found out was they impeached President Clinton for lying about a White House dalliance. Now, let's fast forward to the Clintons. Hillary testified for 11 hours, did not take the Fifth Amendment. She wasn't subpoenaed for the Trey Gowdy Select Committee, answered every question about Benghazi. They found nothing. Now, when it comes to the Epstein files, there's evidence to suspect that there's been obstruction of justice. We've been told there were files. Now we're being told there are no files. Now, somebody is lying. And as you said, the consequences of the President of the United States being proven to be essentially a pedophile would be even devastating for the Republicans to change their attitude about Trump. Now, I think we need a special prosecutor appointed by the Attorney General. And I talked to a Democratic congressman earlier today on another talk show when I said we need a special prosecutor to investigate the Epstein matter, possibly involving the President of the United States. I was told, quote, the Democrats have other priorities. The Democrats don't know how to go for the jugular. And this would be devastating to the Republican agenda. You know, sex sells. And the Democrats could get an edge on the 2026 election. They should be, whether they get it or not, I doubt it. But they should be pounding the tables, demanding that Bondi appoint a special prosecutor to investigate possible obstruction of justice, destroying files, and President Trump's and possible involvement with Epstein and his young girls. They're missing a splendid opportunity.
Yeah. Well, David, they've missed a lot of opportunities. And, you know, there is a picture going around of President Trump. Well, he wasn't president at the time, but he's got his hand on the inside thigh of a girl that looks like she's, you know, maybe 16 years old. Anyway, but we don't know if the president's involved in this. So I want to make sure that we set the record straight on that. I mean, it could be Bill Clinton. It could be Bill Gates. There's a lot of names that have been mentioned. And it's all I know is that rich, powerful men are on the list, wherever that list is, if it even exists. But there are some powerful people that have been mentioned as possible customers of Jeffrey Epstein. On this day in 2011, Rob Grill, lead singer of the Grassroots, passed away at the age of 67. And I remember backstage at Richie's 3D on Williams Boulevard, Rob asked me, "Hey, Scoot, can you get me some pot?" And I lived a couple of blocks away. I said, "Sure, I'll be right back." Does that make me a drug dealer? Nah, it was just friends exchanging some weed. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. You know, it's always sad when it's somebody's birthday and they're not here to celebrate it. And today, Bonnie Pointer of the Pointer Sisters would have been 75 years old. But she passed away in the summer of 2020. I'm Scoot on the air, and Ian was just telling me that my conversation yesterday with Sidney Torres is doing big numbers on our website, WWL.com. And is it on the front page, or do they go to the Scoot page?
It was on the front page a couple hours ago. Let's see if it's there right now. It's still, it'll definitely be on the Scoot page. Yeah, it's right there on the front page. The headline says, "Cantrell's interference in the French Quarter trash contract stinks to high heaven."
Okay, cool. And that links up with the conversation I had yesterday with Sidney. If you didn't hear the conversation, check it out. Listen to that conversation. There's a lot of information there that leads you to believe that politics is at play when Mayor Cantrell is trying desperately to make sure that Troy Henry gets the contract. Why is she so desperate to give him the contract? I don't know. We don't know. All right, a lot still to come in the next hour. It is Free for All Friday. We got to talk about the administration trying to clear the air when it comes to chemtrails. We'll be back on WWL.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
When New Yorkers buy a place with StreetEasy, they have the local expertise they need to stay in the city. When they buy outside the city, they have regrets.
The only way to fix this place would be to move it back to Brooklyn.
When it's time to buy, let StreetEasy connect you with the agent you need to never leave. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. StreetEasy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. This is the show where your money is not scary. It's a show that's all about you. It's your questions that make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money, and more importantly, on your life. Listen and follow Jill on Money on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.